On Tuesday afternoon, Sandy O'Grady was trying hard to get some market research reports done and was failing miserably. Sitting in a small corner office, a former bedroom of a converted Victorian home, she spent more time gazing out the window than at the stack of reports piled high on her scarred oak desk. The day was beautiful, not a cloud in sight. A true rarity in a state with so much rain that the locals affectionately referred to it as liquid sunshine. The temperature was mild, too. Not as cool as it could be in spring, but not so warm that it started pulling in all the tourists and spoiling the mood. The day was perfect, a rare treat for all of Bakersville's citizens, who endured all the other days, too. The rainy autumns, the icy winters, the mudslides that sometimes close the mountain passes, and the spring floods that threaten to destroy all the fertile fields. One good day out of 100, her daddy would have noted ironically. But he would have been the first to say it was enough. Sandra had lived in Bakersville all her life, and there was no other place she'd want to raise her family. Nestled between Oregon's coastal range on the east and the Pacific Ocean on the west, the valley boasted lush, rolling hills, dotted by black and white Holsteins and ringed by towering green mountains. The dairy cows outnumbered the people 2-1. The family farm still endured as a way of life. People knew one another and took part in their neighbors' lives. There were beaches for summer fun and hiking paths for fall glory. For dinner, you could have freshly caught crab, followed by a bowl of freshly picked strawberries, topped off with freshly made cream. Not at all a bad life. In the end, the only complaint Sandra had ever heard about her community was the weather. The endlessly gray winters, the thick pea soup fog that seemed to weigh some folks down. Sandy, however, even loved the gray, misty mornings when the mountains barely peeked over their flannel shrouds and the world was wrapped in silence.